from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Listen, it is our prayer with every broadcast that you'll be informed, inspired, challenged, encouraged with the issues that we cover and the manner in which we cover them. Let me remind you that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. The truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Word of God gives an absolute affirmative instruction and answer as to the Word of God. What it means. "Thy word is truth," the Scripture says. Then in Psalms 117, the Bible says in verse 2, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." That's a pretty good length of time. Forever. So I am thankful that we have the truth book, the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I've suggested many, many, many times on this broadcast that everything that we see taking place locally, statewide, nationally, internationally, and globally, that we look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say, and how should we respond? As we witness the unfurling, the unfolding, and the denigration, the demise, the destruction of the Constitutional Republic in America, I believe it's time that we sit up, wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen as conservatives, Christians, as patriots in America. I believe it's time that we, as pastors in particular, and Christians in general, that we recognize our only hope is nothing less than Jesus Christ and His righteousness. It won't be found in the political arena, won't be found in the socialist arena, won't be found in the Marxist arena, will not be found in any other area other than turning back to God. That's the reason we're talking about today, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the days of evil, what does the word redeeming mean? We'll talk about that in this broadcast today. But first, we're going to look at the conditions that we find ourselves in as a nation. And we need to understand that we need to stand on truth regardless of what others may say, think, or do. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And we find that to be factually true even today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, and I've used his statement many, many, many times, but former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, "America's decline is linked to the death of truth." And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly where we are today. There are those who want to bifurcate truth, challenge truth, deny truth, and say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, according to survey that was done about a year ago now, that survey said that 55% of the younger Americans, that is the ones that would be considered the millennials, that 55% of them believe there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, their statement is, and I quote, "Each person determines their own version of truth." Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You can't bifurcate it. You can't change it. You can't modify it and still call it truth. A half-truth is a whole lie, and we need to recognize that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what's happening today. The Marxist media is bifurcating the truth. The ones that are running for office, like Mondami in New York City, he's bifurcating truth. He's trying to skirt and avoid the real facts of where he stands, who he is, and what he's doing. We're going to talk about that during the course of the broadcast today. Who is he? What is it? What are the goals that he has for New York City and thus for America? What is taking place in our nation today that causes us to recognize that the days are evil, and as Christians, we need to redeem the time? To buy it back, redeem it, utilize every moment of every day that God gives us to stand on truth, to communicate truth, to defend the truth in every area of society which we're living in. I'm reminded of the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Now, I'm not trying to deify Charlie Kirk, but he stood for truth, even to death. President Donald J. Trump is not a saint. President Donald Trump is a human being that's flawed, just as we are. But yet I believe he is standing for truth. He is standing for the defense of America. He is standing for the constitutional republic that we are and all that our Constitution demands for us as citizens. And yet he's being undermined in an attempt to tear down and destroy. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, we witnessed the No Kings Day. We're going to talk about that in a moment. What does it mean, No Kings Day? What's the purpose? Who's paying for it? And what does it inculcate? Who are those that are marching? Where do they get the funds from to march? Who makes up the professionally made signs that's in that group? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the facts and understand where we are as a nation and the approach that is being taken today to undermine, tear down, and destroy all that we call holy and hallowed as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators, and they have a knowledgeable staff that knows what to do with and how to prepare for the power backup with the power backup equipment. And the knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? Where is that located? That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark and identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you paid any attention to the No Kings Day that was carried on in America. And by the way, if you're talking about and emphasizing no king, and you're pointing the finger at Donald J. Trump as a wannabe king, as the left will tell you, the socialist Marxist media, the socialist communist Marxist Democratic Party will have you to believe that's the case, then what's the point in having a no kings rally in other parts of the world, especially in all of the European countries? Why is that so? Ladies and gentlemen, it's much more than Donald Trump. It is much more than just a move to say, we don't like Trump and we think he's Hitler and all of Trump's followers are just little Nazis, as has been said. That is what we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a headline, No Kings protesters say on camera he'd kill White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. a protester on Saturday in No Kings rally in Seattle, Washington, was recorded telling reporters that he apparently wanted to kill White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. "Who are you going to kill?" the reporter asked. "Nazis," the man responded. "Who do you define as a Nazi?" the reporter followed up, to which the man asked, "What do you mean?" Further, he talks about, in the context, who is a Nazi? "Stephen Miller is a Nazi," he said. The protester responded, "You're going to kill Stephen Miller?" the reporter repeated, apparently stunned, before the protester replied, "If I had a chance, yeah, I'd kill him." Miller and his family were forced to move from their home in Arlington, Virginia, after being targets of harassment campaigns. The intense effort included written messages like, "Stephen Miller is destroying democracy, no white nationalism, and trans rights or human rights," on public sidewalks near Stephen Miller's home, along with the posting of flyers that repeatedly listed his home address, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're seeing taking place in America. That's what is taking place today, and it's supposed to be just a peaceful rally, a peaceful demonstration. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the gathering together, the combining of the socialists, Marxists, communists, Nazis, if you want to call them that in the right term, and the ones that are taking place today across America with the so-called rally. There's no continuity to it. Some are saying free Palestine, others saying stop genocide in Gaza, others saying protect trans rights. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a juxtaposition of every ill misfit group in America that's in these so-called demonstrations, some of them turning into riots, with the idea that we're going to kill Trump, the idea we're going to kill Stephen Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, that's never happened before in the history of America. I think it's time that the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ make a determination that anytime anyone, just as in this case where the man said he wanted to kill Stephen Miller, that's a threat, open public threat on an individual's life. He needs to be locked up, the keys thrown away. That's my opinion. You may differ. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I read that article about No Kings, and I was appalled when I read that, because my first thought was, so what do we want, peasants? And what that really is, that's a bunch of peasants, leaderless peasants. But, Dr. Youngblood, that's not the first group that's ever met complaining about authority. That eons ago, a group met in heaven itself. And one-third of the occupants of heaven rebelled against God. They talked about how cruel he was. They had all these narratives going, and they were thrown out. So, Dr. Youngblood, your heart is so big that you want everybody to live in harmony and live under Christ with the lifestyle that God intended. But Dr. Youngblood, you can't fix stupid. you can't fix stupid, sir.
Well, you know, and somebody said you can fix dumb by education, but you can't fix stupid in any instruction that you might give. By the way, let's go back to your statement, Tom, for just a moment, if I can jump in. That one-third of the heavenly host followed Lucifer, which is today Satan, and was thrown out of heaven. And those are demons that's in the world today, and those same demons are manifesting themselves as the Marxist media. Those same demons are manifesting themselves today as the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. Those same demons are the ones that are saying we want the right to kill our babies. Those same demons are the ones that are saying we want to butcher the healthy body parts and call it transgenderism. Those same demons are the ones that say I want to kill Stephen Miller, etc., etc., etc. It's the demons in the world today that's bringing this about, being carried out through the hearts and the lives and the of the humanity that's walking this earth. Now, go ahead. I just want to tie that loose.
Thank you. And Dr. Youngblood, I don't know, you know, I've went to church, to your church, and I love your expository preaching in the evenings at 9. But there's just no hope for some people, and that's sad. But the average person doesn't realize the work and the devoutness and the money that you spend to try to give people one last chance to turn to Christ. Now, I'm about the same age you are, and I just don't have the stamina to do what you do. But I thank God for you, Dr. Youngblood. I thank him that you stand strong and that your heart is to Christ.
And well, brother, I am humbled by your statement and thankful for them. And I think I'll take this little moment as a parenthetical footnote to what you've just said to invite every listener, if you're encouraged, if you're challenged, if you're informed, if it is an inspirational thing for you each and every day to tune in to Let's Face the Issues, let me encourage you to go to fcbcatjax.com, find the donate button, and support the work that we're doing every day. Now, Tom, thank you for giving me that open door for that opportunity to say that. Go ahead.
You deserve. There's one last thing. I really kind of misquoted. You can fix stupid. That was not a truthful statement. You can fix it. It's just against the law.
I think you're probably about 100% right. and we've got some of the, and we've got some of those. If I can say this still in the chaining with your statement, out of pun, but yet realistically, Ilhan Omar cannot be fixed. AOC cannot be fixed. Nancy Pelosi cannot be fixed. Autopen Violet cannot. Biden cannot be fixed. And I could go on and on and on. We're witnessing, Tom, the socialist, Marxist, communist takeover in America. And we're going to talk about it in a moment, because I don't know that our listeners have any earthly idea. The major organization that pushes and sponsors this thing that is called No King's Day. It is something that doesn't just happen extemporaneously. It's not something that just happens. Listen, I'm going to get your take on this. Headline, the October 18 No Kings demonstration and the fight against Trump's dictatorship. Headline, subheadline, Socialist Equality Party of America. The Socialist Equality Party of America gave this information. And they're the ones sponsored the No Kings Day, paid for in part by George Soros. Listen to this. The more than 2,700 separate demonstrations in cities and towns throughout the United States were collectively one of the largest political demonstrations in the history of our country. Mass marches of hundreds of thousands were held in major cities, including New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C. The scale and the breadth of the participation exploded the official narrative promoted by the corporate media and the Democratic Party. Trump and his fascist cabinet face enormous growing opposition. Participants, many with homemade signs, denounce the destruction of democratic rights, the assault of immigrants, the deployment of troops to cities, the mass firing of federal workers, and the dismantling of social programs. Protesters also opposed the genocide in Gaza, the enrichment of the oligarchy amid mass poverty. The sentiments animating these demonstrations are far to the left of anything ever expressed from the Democratic Party until today. It's a five-page huge article, Tom. What do you say about that? Why should we allow, this is my basic question, why should we, the United States of America, President Donald J. Trump, his cabinet, DOJ, FBI, why should we allow the Marxists to come in, the Socialist Marxist Party, and undermine, tear down, and destroy what God has given us and what we call the United States of America? What should be our observation? What should be our response?
Well, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing you said. We should wake up and realize this is a constitutional republic. It's not a democracy. Mm-hmm. But the reason we have these issues is because that the uninformed, remember Rush used to call them the low information voters, are allowed to vote. There is no poll tax. There's no form to be filled out. Do you have sense enough to vote? Do you know what you're doing? It is, sadly, it's our freedom is is our Achilles heel. But Dr. Youngblood, I just have faith in God and his son Jesus. I follow him, and I know in the end, Dr. Youngblood, we win. But when you mention George Soros, do you realize that that group, you're their worst thorn in their side? Because when Bernie Sanders gets up and talks about how we're the richest nation in the world, we ought to be able to afford free health care for everybody, illegals, everybody, you're the guy says, but Bernie, we're also the world's greatest debtor. We're broke. We can't afford it. So as long as there's Dr. Youngblood still around, and I sleep real good at night, Dr. Youngblood, just like when Reagan was in office and he had those boomers are out there offshore hidden, I sleep real good because I know.
Amen. Well, you know it was President Reagan that said the most dangerous words ever spoken was when a government agent knocks on your door and says, I'm here to help you.
Oh, yes.
And this is the reason, by the way, a side note that I will throw to you. This is the reason some might think I'm crazy. That's all right. I'm rejoicing in the government shutdown. The longer it shut down, the safer America becomes. And today is the 21st day today. And I've told my wife, and perhaps I've said on the broadcast, I don't recall, I think it's going to be 30 to 45 days as far as a shutdown. In fact, they're saying now we're entering into perhaps the longest period of time of shutdown. But when it's shut down, the legislators are not passing legislation to undermine, tear down, and destroy the constitutional republic that we are so thankful that God has given us. And so I'm thankful that it shut down. I pray that it stays shut down for a little longer until some folks get their mind right and decide that we need to do something that will honor God and what is called civil government. Because
amen.
I think we have forgotten as a nation that God created civil government to prosecute evil and to protect good, and its reverse of that is the inversion of that today that we're finding. The Christians are getting prosecuted and persecuted, and it seems like the wicked continue to reign and thrive and increase, and God wins in the end, as you said, and so I'm thankful for that. Brother Tom, keep praying, keep looking up. Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Got to go, bud. Thank you. Thank you, like my man said before. Thank you for your broadcast. But I don't understand how the world looks at Hamas, or the Palestinians, should I say like that? The Palestinians are being crucified by Israel. And they're showing right now.
By Hamas.
By Hamas. Hamas is killing their own people. That they said that they collaborated with Israel. And I remember this report, I think the man's name is Jay Jones in Virginia, said that his opponent need two bullets to the head and one for each one of his family members. And he put that on social media.
And yet he's running for the Attorney General of the state of Virginia. I think he needs to be chased out of town. I think he needs to be prosecuted for an open threat online. I believe that it was an open threat, and that open threat needs to be viewed as very serious and not something you just wrap him on the knuckles and say, you're a bad boy, but keep on running. We want you as the top law enforcement agent for our state. That's what he's saying that he wants to do. So it demands that's the point that I make today, Kenneth, in the broadcast, redeeming the time for the days are evil. I'm reading from the scripture, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And that redeeming means to buy back. It means to preserve. It means to utilize. And the only way that's possible is for Christians to be salt and light. for pastors to grow a spine and speak the truth from the pulpit, not be afraid of numbers, nickels, and noses, not be afraid of the Communist Democratic Party and somebody in that audience, that congregation, that might be a Democrat that will get their feathers ruffled. I believe it's time we confront evil with this Word of God and ask God to intervene and redirect it while we yet have opportunity as a nation, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots. Kenneth, it demands our attention, and you're exactly right. But my major question today is, what should American governmental system do with George Soros and with the Communist Party that's in the United States of America? We have the enemy within. We have the enemy working within our borders, within the, quote, rules and regulations, supposedly, of our laws, and yet nothing is being done. We're being, America's imploding from within as a result of the enemies that's residing within. This is the reason every Christian, hear me, every Christian, every conservative need to recognize the days are evil. That word evil means wicked, worthless, good for nothing. And that's what we see in our nation. And when you go back to 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7, the scripture points out, in the last days, perilous times shall come. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, destructive. And that's where we are today in society. And I believe it's Christians become the salt and light that the Lord Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Ye are the salt of the earth. It wasn't an optional thing. And so I'm saying to Christians, Kenneth, that's listening today, grow a spine, grow a backbone, take a stand, and stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not be ashamed of the gospel, as the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16. Not be ashamed of the gospel. Not be ashamed of where we stand as Christians. Not be ashamed as a Christian nation. Not be ashamed as a constitutional republic. But stand and face the enemy, because the days are evil. We need to redeem the time. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Domestic terrorism. The DOJ pressed to investigate Soros, that's George Soros, and his network over the alleged ties to political violence. Republican Georgia Representative Buddy Carter is urging the Department of Justice to investigate the network of organizations backed by billionaire mega donor George Soros for potential involvement in political motivated violence. In a letter sent Thursday to the Attorney General Pam Bondi, Carter called for the comprehensive and immediate investigation into the Open Society Foundation and other groups backed by billionaire mega donor George Soros. Ladies and gentlemen, Soros owns controls about 209 organizations. Most all of those organizations are incorporated in the United States of America. Most all of those organizations have fancy titles and fancy names that looks as though it is to be helpful for America, and looks as though it is supposed to be good and palatable, and the design purpose is to undermine, tear down, and destroy the Constitutional Republic. This article reads, there's a growing concern based on credible reporting that George Soros' Open Society Foundation have played a significant role in funding organizations associated with promoting political extremism and engaging in or endorsing actions that meet the Federal Bureau Investigation's definition of domestic terrorism. The funding of the organizations that engage in support or incite political violence must not be tolerated. The Representative Carter cited a recent report by the Capital Research Center, which found that Soros with the Open Society Foundation funded more than $80 million to organizations that engage in and or endorse that which is fitting definition of domestic terrorism. Now, George Soros has been doing that for quite some time. I think it's time it comes to a screeching halt. I think it's time that the American governmental agencies, CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, investigate and put that dude out of business and stop it before he destroys America. That's part and parcel of what's taking place today with the No King rallies, which is designed to cause undermining and destruction of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.